This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, September 23rd. God's word to you today is maneuver. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 18, verses 31 to 32 and 34. And it reads, "For who is God except the Lord? Who but our God is a solid rock? God arms me with strength, and he makes my way perfect. He trains my hands for battle. He strengthens my arm to draw a bronze bow." Yesterday, we said the third thing about opportunities is you must stay flexible to be ready. Staying flexible is possible when we keep in step with the Holy Spirit, according to Galatians 5, verse 25. We said people miss opportunities for several reasons. And yesterday, we said people miss opportunities because of inflexibility and because of busyness. God's ways are not our ways, so you cannot be too busy to hear God. Hearing God is key to keeping in step with God. The third reason people miss opportunities is fear. Matthew 25, verse 25 says, "I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here's your money back." For some, it is laziness. Proverbs 26, verses 13 to 14 from the New King James Version says, "The lazy man says, 'There is a lion in the road. A fierce lion is in the streets. As a door turns on its hinges, so does the lazy man on his bed.'" Banish fear and purge laziness in the name of Jesus. The fourth thing about opportunities is every opportunity will have an opposition. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9 says, "There is a wide open door for a great work here, although many oppose me." Every time you see an opportunity, it comes with opposition. The fact that there is an opposition does not mean you back down. As a church, we have met some serious opposition. But every Goliath has only one destiny. For the head of every Goliath, there is a stone, and it is going to come down in Jesus' name. Amen. Every time you want to do something great with your life, you will have oppositions. Do not be afraid. The painful part sometimes is the opposition will come from people that you expect to have your back, but it does not matter. The opposition may come from your own siblings. When David said he was going to fight Goliath, Eliab asked, "Who do you think you are?" But that is the wrong question. The question is not, "Who do I think I am?" The question is, "Who do I think God is?" Who do you think God is? That is the question. When you stand before an opportunity and people are saying, "Who do you think you are?" Do not take that question in and ask yourself, "Who do I think I am?" It is not who do you think you are that determines if the opposition will fall. What determines if the opposition will fall is who do you think God is. The entire army of Israel did not think much of their God, so they came face to face with Goliath and they ran. A little boy thought highly of his God and brought down Goliath. Who I am does not really matter. What matters is, do you know who my God is? Let us pray. Father, according to your word, arm me with strength and skill and make my way perfect. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.